Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, I just got another one of those "we're sorry, but we're not hiring" letters. I just need something to balance things out since I got those hours cut. Well, ideally, I just want to focus on grad school and just let go of those cut hours. Count them as a blessing. But I can't. Because I need a roof over my head, you know? No. I think to make any real money from side gigs, I'd probably end up losing focus and neglecting my studies. I won't do that. I can't do that. I just don't really see any great options for side gigs for me. You're sweet, but I feel like I just need to put my head down, focus on finishing up grad school, and I'll figure out some way to get by. And I really, really don't need any racy pictures circulating online, OnlyFans style, you know? And you really could have waited until we finished this bottle of Jameson before bringing that up. I'll think of something. I'm going to check and see if unemployment can cover those lost hours, but oh, I really need something right away, and no, no, I'm not going to borrow money from you. You'll make me work for it? What would I have to do to, work for it? Yeah, I love that time. My parents sent me to that boarding school while you were stuck at our old local high school. Talking to you every night, that really helped me make it through each week. I hated it there, but it was so good for my college applications. What about that time? We see each other all the time, though. It's not like we don't talk. Interesting. So, basically, you just want to cuddle and have me talk you to sleep? So, you're going to pay me for what we usually do anyway when we get drunk? You want me to tell you stories? Okay. Okay. But if I get weirded out, we have to stop, okay? How do we do this? Venmo me now, so I know you're being serious. Shit. Okay. I might need the rest of this. Okay. Hey, I might have to act. I tried to keep on a good face even when I was talking to you about how much I hated it, and I didn't have liquid courage at the time. Now we've turned into alcoholics that hate the people we're around. Oh, why did you turn off the AC in here? Ugh, turn it on first. Okay. Assume the position, little spoon. What do you want me to talk about? I basically talked about everything over lo mein and booze already. Of course you didn't think about that. So, give me a subject. Hey, little spoon. Why do you have to look me in the eye for this? No, I can't tell you that. No, I never talked to you about those things. Because it's weird and I don't want you to judge me. I feel judged all the time. My first blowjob? You're gonna hate me. You're gonna hate me because it was during that bet, you know, that one we made about our senior GPA. Yes, where I won, for the record, for having a higher GPA than you, even though you gave me a few points because of the higher level of difficulty. You're gonna want your money back. Because I blew my chem teacher for extra credit. Oh God, I'm turning as red as my hair. So I was getting a B minus in Mr. McDaniel's class for advanced chemistry. Honestly, I would have been happy with that grade, but the night before, you were poking fun at me because I was in the lead in our contest. And, you know, usually he did give people opportunities who were failing to get extra credit, to get a passing grade. So, well, I just thought of it as a shot in the dark to see if I could do something to at least get a B+. Hi, Mr. McDaniels, sir. I wanted to talk to you about my grade. I know I'm getting a B-. I'm usually okay with that. I was just wondering, is there any extra credit I could do to bring that up? Are you sure? I know you gave extra credit to Ella Brown and Jane Smith just last week. And it's nice of you to give them a chance to pass, but... No, I'm only looking to bring it up to a B+. I'm not trying to get into the whole race for valedictorian or salutatorian. I'm going to be an honor student as it is, but you're the only one that will give extra credit for personal reasons. No, seriously. It's... Okay, it's a bet with my friend. He's in public high school, and it's about our GPAs. The winner has to buy the other a pass for Worlds of Fun this summer, and he was poking fun at me about how he was winning. I just need the bump to a B+ to beat him. Oh yeah, he's giving me a 0.3 GPA because of the difficulty level of my classes. I'm still a little short of that. I'll grade papers. I'll do cleanup. I'm 18. Why? Oh, okay. You want me to what? I don't think that's really appropriate, Mr. McDaniels. I'm not that type of girl. That's why you want me to do it? Okay, I'll unbutton my blouse. I'm not sure about this. What if I get pregnant? Why are you laughing? Oh, you don't want to have sex with me? Good. I mean, you're cute and all, but I'm not ready for that. And stop asking questions. Emma and Jane literally were given extra assignments, and I was at an all-girls boarding school for 2 years. It's not like I had opportunities to do anything besides make out with other girls, but I've already told you those stories way back when. Will you be quiet? Yes, sir. I have been touched like that before. It's an all-girls boarding school, what do you think? No, not by a man, though. Your hands are rough. Yes, I hate them. My tits are too big. That's why I wear that bulky clothing. Your lips. Oh, your mustache and beard tickle. Oh, I'll keep doing that. Is this going to get my grade up? No? Then why are you doing this? Oh, wow. Yes, I know what a penis is, Mr. McDaniels. I've never touched one. Yes, even through pants. What do you want me to do? I'm going to get my socks dirty if I get on my knees. Do you have something I could kneel on? Thank you. What do you want me to do with it? Yeah, I know what a hand job is. Girls talk. I've never given one. Is this good? Oh, spit on it? Okay. Wow. It's growing in my hand. I didn't know they could get this big. It was normal sized. Totally normal sized. Come on, it was the first live dick I ever saw. Does this feel good? Am I doing it right? Oh, tighter? Like this? Oh, what do you mean, play with your balls? Do you want the true story, or do you want... Oh, Mr. Mr. McDaniels, I'm such a slut for your cock. I want you to smack me in the face with it. Oh, yes, like that. Do it again. I'm such a nasty girl, and... That's what I thought. It was actually... Hey, stop that! I'm trying to dodge your cock because you keep trying to smack me with it. This is my first time with a cock. Hold still. Yeah, I know what you want me to do. I'm just looking at it and feeling it. It's drooling from the head. I'm not sure yet. Just the tip? Like this? No, this. Doesn't really have a taste. Okay. I'll try, but stay still, okay? Am I doing it right? Oh, more spit? Okay. Are you going to shoot your sperm soon? Yes, I totally said shoot your sperm. Stop asking questions. I don't mind you touching my hair, but do not force my head down like that. I couldn't breathe. If you want me to go deeper, just say so. You should just be honored that this is my first blowjob. You want to face fuck me? That sounds dangerous. How? Okay. But if I slap you or you hear me choke, you have to stop because you're going too deep, okay? You want me to finger myself while I do it? Okay. But no peeking. Do you like this? Am I doing it right? God, this is hot. Fuck. You like using your student's mouth? You probably do this to all the girls that want a higher grade, don't you? Yes, I did talk like that. I don't know, I used to say things like that all the time while fingering myself to the teen magazines I bought. Don't judge me, that was my porn at the time. Do you want to hear the rest or not?
Fuck, I'm so wet. Faster.
You're throbbing. I'm going to have an orgasm. Okay, I'll open my mouth. I'm having an orgasm. You're spraying all over me. Oh, shit, my thighs are all drenched. So is my face and neck, and holy shit, you got so much on my tits. I don't even know why you told me to open my mouth. You missed? That's a fucking understatement. It was a chemistry class, so we did have something to clean up with. We acted like nothing happened for the rest of the year. I did wind up being salutatorian because a bunch of people fucking cracked under the pressure. Whew, I'm sure glad I didn't have high-powered parents. What do you mean this isn't going to work? Why are you going to sleep on the couch? We always drink and cuddle for the night. Nope. Mm-mm. I've felt your erection before, whenever we're spooning on the couch watching TV. That wasn't your erection? Let me see. Oh, no, no, no. You're not going to get away like that. I don't care if it gets weird. Let me... Holy fucking shit. I actively tried to get you hard just to see what happened, and I thought I was a success before. I was rubbing up against you soft. Holy shit, this is like the size of my forearm. How do you wear pants? Of course you're not hard all the time, you know what I mean. I want to get you off. The only thing I remember from Mr. McDaniel's class is I love being sprayed with cum. It won't be weird. We can be friends with benefits once or twice or... until it's not friends anymore, but two people that hate each other and just want to hate fuck. No hate fucks? Oh, they are awesome. Look, we don't have to have sex, but I do want you to spray your cum on me. You like my tits. You've gotten numbed before just because you admitted that my tits were nicer than your girlfriend's. How about... I'll just lay back, and you fuck my tits. Spray all over my face, my neck, my chest. Here, you've even got lotion right here as proof why your hands are so soft. Because that right there, that is a two-hander. Yes, come on, just straddle me and slide it between my tits. I'll hold them, but I want you to do all the motion. It keeps sliding up my face when you thrust. Fuck my tits faster. That's it. You want me to squeeze my tits around you harder? Oh, fuck. This is so hot. Grab my tits. Grab them. Hold them while you're fucking them. They're yours to use to get off with. Only yours. Just yours. No one else's. Do it. I need my hands to play with myself. I'm so fucking wet. Fuck them. Harder. That's it. You paid me for the story, not to fuck my tits, so don't think you paid me for sex. This is for me and me alone. Right between them. Come for me. Come for me, big guy. Spray your monster cock all over my tits. Do it. Do it. I can't come until you come, please. I can't. Fucking come until you come. Stop teasing me and come. I hear those grunts. I hear you holding back. How about I let you knock me up and... and jack it all over me. Fucking do it. Fuck, 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 fuck. I can see your balls contract. Fuck. No, don't shrink. No, no, no. Holy shit. That was hot. How quickly can you get it up again? You're kidding me. One and done? Why didn't you tell me? No, you need to start asking me stuff. I'm gonna clean up. Yes, I'm taking your cum and bringing it to my mouth and eating it. I don't want to waste it.
Do I still have shower stuff here? Oh, yeah. In the I'm never going to be allowed to have a girl over bag. You got cum in my hair. I got to wash it out. I had to give your shower head a workout. You look sleepy and lost in thought at the same time. Oh, you have an idea of how I can make money? I'm not selling my body. You're not making sense right now. I blame that wonderful orgasm you had because of me. Shh. Just go back to sleep. We'll talk in the morning. Tune in for our next episode. A podcast? Oh, fuck no. Oh, okay. Maybe?